Welcome to frontstretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, 2021 NASCAR schedule revealed. NASCAR revealed the 2021 schedule on Wednesday afternoon. Well, if you wanted big changes, you got big changes. Among the notable changes, there is a dirt race, three more road courses, two tracks getting their dates removed, and a couple other ones adding a date. Let's start with the tracks that are getting a date added to them. Atlanta Motor Speedway will be running two cup dates for the first time in 11 years. March 21st and July 11th will be host of the Quick Trip 500 and the Quaker State 400. Darlington Raceway also will be getting a second race after hosting three races in 2020. The first race will be on Mother's Day, May 9th, and the second one will be on the traditional Southern 500. Per NASCAR Steve O'Donnell, both races will use the low downforce package. Also added to the mix, three new road courses. The first one will be the Indianapolis Road Course on August 15th. The Xfinity Series competed on the road course in July, and the NTT IndyCar Series will also be running the road course the day before the Cup race in mid-August. The second road course, that will be Circuit of the Americas. That will be on May 23rd, and Wilcota has two layouts. Formula One and IndyCar both have competed there, and they used the 3.41-mile road course. There also, however, is a shorter 15-turn layout. However, we did not know which one will be announced. That announcement will be announced at a later date. And last but not least, for the first time since 1956, the Cup Series will be returning to Road America on July the 4th. Last year, IMS's Oval held the event on Independence Day, while Daytona has hosted it from 1959 to 2018. Last but not least, Cup is going dirt racing. Bristol Motor Speedway will be transformed into a dirt track when it hosts its spring event in May 28th. It will be the first time the series races on dirt since 1970, when Richard Petty won at North Carolina State's Fairgrounds. They also ran dirt events for the World of Outlaws and late models in 2000 and 2001. Now, the trucks have competed at Eldora from 2013 to 2019, but could not run in 2020 due to COVID-19. Last but not least, the All-Star Race will be moving to the Lone Star State next season as Texas Motor Speedway will be hosting the All-Star Race on June 13th. The trucks will be there June 11th, and the Xfinity Boys will be there on June the 12th. As mentioned on Tuesday's Stock Car Scoop, Nashville will be the lead race for NBC's coverage, while Kentucky and Chicagoland both lose dates in 2021. Number two, lineups for Talladega. With all this talk about the 2021 schedule, we still have some racing to do for the 2020 schedule. Talladega Super Speedway is this weekend's three races for the Trucks, Xfinity, and the Cup Series, and the lineups were announced and revealed earlier this week. For the Truck Series, they're going to be taking to the Super Speedway, and it will be Sheldon Creed leading the field to the green. Austin Hill will begin right next to him. Zane Smith will start third, Grant Enfinger fourth, and Chandler Smith rounds out the top five. A little while later, after the truck race is completed, the Xfinity Boys will take to the track, and it will be Chase Briscoe, who has basically dominated this entire season in the Xfinity Series. Briscoe will be right next to Noah Gregson, while Austin Cindric will start third, Justin Allgaier fourth, and Daniel Hemric rounding out the top five. Most recent Talladega winner, Justin Haley, will be starting eighth on Saturday night. Last but not least, the Yellowwood 500 for the NASCAR Cup Series will be Denny Hamlin on the front row with Kurt Busch starting second, but right next to him. Martin Truex Jr. will be third, Alex Bowman fourth, and Kevin Harvick rounds out the top five. Number three, weekend schedule for Dega. It is the wild card round, and the unknowns are aplenty for all three series, as they'll be at Talladega Super Speedway, and it all starts out on Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon in some places. The Truck Series will get everything underway 1 p.m. Eastern on FS1, the Chevy Silverado 250, and then 3 hours later, it will be the Xfinity Series' turn, as they will be going the Ag Pro 300, 4:48 p.m. Eastern, green flag waving, that one on NBC Sports Network. Last but not least, it will be the NASCAR Cup Series boys in action. 2:17 p.m. Eastern, green flag waving, 2 p.m. NBCSN will be on the air. Once again, NBC, big NBC, not NBCSN, pre and post-race show will be on NBCSN, but big NBC will have coverage of the Yellowwood 500 from Talladega Super Speedway. Well, that is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. You can follow me on Twitter at TheBrianNolan. Follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch. And you can look for FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on FrontStretch.com. From all of us here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.